Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A group of advertising executives and ad tech companies, including PubMatic, OpenX, and Zeta Global, announced an anonymous identifier to replace third-party cookies called Swan, which it poses as an alternative to Google's Flock system, and opening it up for a 60-day public comment period. When visiting a site using Swan, users will be asked to consent for all publishers using Swan to show them ads, with an option for personalized ads, with preferences able to be changed anytime and synced across the network. Brazil's central bank approved letting WhatsApp users send peer-to-peer payments using Visa and MasterCard card networks, although the company is still seeking approval for use of the app for merchant payments. Facebook initially tried to launch WhatsApp payment services in Brazil in June, but failed to obtain needed licenses. Reuters sources say India will pay over $1 billion in cash incentives to each company setting up chip fabs in the country. The facilities would be named trusted sources and cleared for use in sensitive applications like 5G infrastructure, and the government would establish mandates in the private market to purchase locally produced chips. Facebook updated its newsfeed to now show options to sort content by favorites and recent filters at the top of the newsfeed in separate tabs, although Facebook says the filter bar will disappear if not used within 7 days. Available on Android now and coming to iOS in a few weeks. The company also added the ability to limit comments in posts with options for friends only or those tagged in a post. Security researcher Brian Krebs's sources say the cloud-enabled IoT device maker Ubiquiti downplayed a data breach disclosed in January, calling it catastrophically worse than reported. The breach reportedly gave attackers full root administrator access to all Ubiquiti AWS accounts, allowing them to remotely authenticate to any Ubiquiti cloud-based device, with attackers asking for a 50 Bitcoin ransom to not disclose the breach. Hitachi announced it intends to acquire the digital engineering services company GlobalLogic for $9.6 billion. The deal is expected to close in July, pending regulatory approval, with Hitachi hoping it will strengthen its IT, energy, industry, and mobility businesses. Professor Douglas J. Leith from Trinity College at the University of Dublin published a report looking at telemetry data sent by iOS and Android devices on the OS level, finding both OSs sent data even when opting out and not logged in. IMEI, hardware serial number, cookies, and IP addresses were among the information sent, with iOS sending some location data as well, although Android sent out more data overall, roughly 1 megabyte every 12 hours, compared to 512 kilobytes on iOS. Apple said the report misunderstands how personal location data is protected, and Google said it will release public documentation on the telemetry data collected. Resizable bar is a feature of PCI Express that lets a game access the full frame buffer and increase frame rates up to 10%, currently supported on about 17 titles. NVIDIA had launched it on the RTX 3060, but is now launching support for resizable bar on all 30 series desktop GPUs. ARM announced its first major new chip architecture in 10 years, called ARM V9. The architecture is immediately 15% faster and backwards compatible with ARM V8, and adds confidential compute architecture to keep app data separate from the OS, as well as scalable Vector Extension 2 for better AI workloads. The information sources say Snap is developing a new pair of spectacles that will operate as an AR headset with integrated displays aimed at developers and creators. Snap is also reportedly working on a drone, having previously invested $20 million in a Chinese drone company and acquiring the drone company Control Me Robotics in 2017. Google's experimental incubator Area 120 released Stack, an Android document scanner that uses the company's DocAI enterprise tool for document analysis. The app can auto-categorize documents into groups and supports full text search through scanned content. Google extended the ability for free Gmail account users to make unlimited Google Meet calls through June 2021. When Google expanded Meet to free users back in April, it initially announced a 60-minute limit, although this was waived until September 2020, and then extended again through March 31, 2021. CD Projekt Red announced it decided to reconsider a standalone Cyberpunk 2077 multiplayer game previously announced by the company. The developer said it will focus on bringing online elements to all of its games where they make sense. Apple Maps now shows travel guidance from the Airports Council International on an individual airport's place card. This will show mask requirements, health screenings, and quarantine guidelines before taking off and landing at a destination, with links to official airport guidance as well. And finally, LinkedIn confirmed it's testing a social audio experience in its app. The company believes its audio offering will be differentiated by tying accounts to an individual's professional rather than social identity. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.